Welcome to the Perfin Podcast, Creativity, Scents, Inspirations. She is a mother, a beekeeper, and an expert in pedagogy, who has founded ENEA, the Institute for the Development of Empathy and Creativity in Slovenia. Today is with us Nina Ilić. Welcome, Nina.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Thanks to you. And so, Nina, you are a beekeeper. How did you begin to fall in love with the practice of beekeeping?
I fell in love with practice of beekeeping because of my mother. Beekeeping is in our family, actually began one generation earlier with my grandfather. But shortly after my mother decided to follow her father's example, everything regarding beekeeping changed for me. Mm-hmm. She was talking about bees and their magnificent way of life all the time. Yeah. And it didn't bother me. Since I found it very fascinating, I enjoyed those conversations, getting those informations inside. Everything she has told me about bees was interesting. That is probably because it is typical for my mother to always approach with empathy towards all other living creatures.
Mm, wow, so she was really connecting with other beings in some way.
Yes, I think she easily understands other bees, other beings.
Oh, wow, yeah. No, it's very interesting how we can connect with nature in some way. And so you understand also how creativity was important in your life, connection and creativity in some way.
Yes, it is a very good thought. I think I have never thought about it so far. I believe the idea of importance of creativity began to rise through working with my dog. 15 years ago, I worked in pairs with my therapy dog. We would visit hospitals, schools, kindergartens, libraries, rehabilitation center for recovery from head trauma, and so on. And it was then that I realized that my work required a great deal of adaptation, spontaneous tracking of the user's needs and the needs of the therapy dog. It was at the micro level of the work. At the macro level of work, it was necessary to follow the market and look for opportunities that represent an advantage over others. And with creativity, I created opportunities to work. And then I performed the work with creativity. And through these challenges, while helping others creatively improve their lives, I realized how beneficial this creativity has been for me personally as well. Mm. So creativity gives a person the awareness that he is useful and that he can influence things and can influence his life. That is what it's all about. And precisely because of these experiences, I started to believe that creativity is a technique with which we can build a quality life in a professional way also.
Yes, I agree completely. Sometimes we think that creativity is something very soft or in some way that it isn't a skill. But I believe too that creativity is a great skill and we have still to discover all the possibilities that this skill can give us. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we can say that both beekeeping and creativity in some way have enriched your life.
Yes. Yes. Creativity and beekeeping have enriched my life in a lot of ways. Creativity and learning are exercise for the brain. With regular practice, brains stay in good shape. You know, at times, the human brain reminds me of a car battery. It charges best during operation.
Yeah.
In Slovenia, we say that beekeeping is the poetry of agriculture, mm-hmm. and it truly is. The possibility of coexisting with a bee is a felt like a privilege.
Yeah.
It is especially heartfelt if the whole family is involved in this activity.
Mm-hmm.
Beekeeping brought me closer to nature. Yes. Being among the bees and listening to the melodies of their buzzing is pleasant and soothing. Mm. And the air in the apiary is healthy for the soul and for the body.
Mm. I like this connection, soul and body. I like this very much because we tend not to talk about soul, but yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, among bees, you get to slow down. You get to stop a little bit.
Mm. And also you said you begin to listen.
Yeah.
Also, I find this very important. When we run, we don't listen to.
Yeah.
And so, yes. And so you're using beekeeping and apitherapy in pedagogy also. And can you tell us how?
Yes. I believe educators should be aware of their influence and the impact of their activities on the entire social sphere in a quality of educational process. Our pedagogical programs combine biodiversity, environmental protection, human rights and fundamental freedoms, apitherapy and beekeeping. The glue that holds this all together should be bees and or learning from bees. And of course, bee products. That is where apitherapy jumps in.
Yeah.
At the forefront is democracy, which in a way is also known and lived by honeybees. In the case of honeybees, democracy is a way of life that has been effective for about 20 million years.
Yeah.
We encourage and support educators in their autonomous work to contribute to the active and creative solution of environmental and social issues of humanity.
Yeah.
Thus, learning from honeybees is interesting either through meditation, empathy, and raising awareness, or of the importance of effective communication.
Mm.
We often forget how effective communication is important, and bees seem to instinctively know it.
Mm. Yes, I was just thinking that beekeeping can be really like a treasure. It's as if we can learn so much from bees.
Yeah.
And
we share all those values with them. Values like cooperation, like family, we all share among knowledge among the family members. We all organize our homes on the space for food, space for sleep, space for children, where we actually have a lot in common.
Yeah. And the bees are very organized, I think.
Yeah. We can learn that from them.
Yes, we should. I think we are not so organized.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes. I was also wondering about, you talked about democracy. So really there is a matter of values, social values also behind.
Yes.
Yes. And so also you are organizing an international conference next year about api pedagogy. And so can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
The first international professional and scientific conference, api pedagogy, is about pedagogical work that includes biodiversity, environmental protection, health, healthy lifestyle, healthy diet, horticulture, human rights and fundamental freedoms, apitherapy and beekeeping. It is about refreshing curriculums of activities in education through new approaches to professional pedagogical work, education for sustainable development, consolidating. It will be about promoting and developing openness to adapting the use of socially innovative methods of education.
Mm.
It is also about upgrading expertise by introducing new approaches, promotion of experiential outdoor learning as well, as professional and disciplinary development. We put a lot of work into educating mentors.
Right, and you said also refreshing. We in some way we need to refresh our learnings, I think, and to understand that there's always way to improve what we know.
Yes, and always way to reach more students, to reach more children, to use the knowledge that we collecting during those decades and use it in a constructive way.
Yes, so you're aiming really to widen in some way your reach.
Yes.
And also, I think we talked about creativity. It's a matter of also of combining what we know with something new or really creating new ways of going or for going forward.
It's connection of different fields of knowledge.
Yes, this always brings something new and something meaningful, I think. Also because in my experience, experts sometimes don't talk, they don't reach each other, they don't they don't think that meeting and understanding better each other could lead to something really interesting. So a conference that allows this, it's interesting.
Thank you.
Sure. And so how do you think that people can connect to beekeeping in a creative way?
Yes, I think beekeeping represents an opportunity to for creativity in many areas of human activity. We can say health, apitherapy, tourism, self-sufficiency, and of course, education. we have also, I can say we have also successfully developed and tested on the market the API team building program, which is applicable to any environment, regardless of the bee subspecies. Our main activity is development of API programs for business partners. So we provide the know-how, or enable the transfer of good practice. We are always open for new collaborations.
Right, so you're using all those practices for in some way helping and facilitating groups or business groups, I mean, and teams.
Yes, and most of them we create.
It's yes, to teach creativity, I mean, you should be creative. So,
For example, for the municipality of Ljubljana, we created and developed the natural cultural science day for school children. Just an example. We made many.
Yes. How do you feel? Do you think that in Slovenia and in Ljubljana your work is well received? Do you think that
Yes. I believe it is, because it is in interest of in interest of municipality, because it's in interest of the citizens. People are interested in bees. They want to know more. They the educators are searching for opportunities to work with children through this type of program.
Yes, also, as you said, I really think that beekeeping can be a bridge between nature and the children, and really I do believe that we can understand a lot studying ecosystems and really how nature works.
Yes, since it's very important, since a lot of citizens are not, they do not know the knowledge their ancestors used to know, because living in a city erases the need of that. But you meet insects, you meet animals, you should need nature anyway, no matter where you live. So it's really welcomed. Parents are really happy that we are teaching their children the things that were almost forgotten.
Yes, I resonate very much, because I remember when I was living in Milan, I had a project about perfumes and storytelling. And when I brought perfumes, botanical perfumes, to children, sometimes they were really surprised, because they forgot how some botanical scents are. And this was very moving. Especially, I think, big cities that are, not so connected with nature, they need really a different approach.
Yes, we need empathy and altruism for our existence, for our awareness not to destroy nature. Mm.
Yes, absolutely. Also, because I don't know, but I think that many people think about themselves as separated from nature, but this is not possible at all.
No, it's not possible. We are part of the nature, whether we realize it or not.
Exactly.
We are connected. We need all the elements of the nature for our very existence.
Yes. And so really this, to in some way to connect again with our wisdom, maybe, because I'm sure we know many things, but we don't know. We are not aware of this.
Yes.
And maybe really connecting with nature, and also connecting with something very practical, because you're teaching practices also, this can really be important. I do believe this, because I'm sure that bees are a treasure for us.
I often like to say I go for a search in a nature, and best thing I can find there is me. Like I find myself again. I don't know how to say it better.
Yes. Personally, I can understand really deeply. Yes. And also, this was reminding me also about some work with sensorialism or sense or whatever, and maybe we are really looking for ourselves. We look for many things, and but finally we find ourselves, and this is the most important thing also for creativity.
Yes. Because then you can do anything.
Yes. And also about doing things. You also work with a garden, a learning garden. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Yeah.
The Meliferous or Honey Educational Garden on Gorba in Ljubljana is the garden of the city of Ljubljana. It's not ours. And is an important strategic point of the bee path in Ljubljana. Mm-hmm. Actually, we are creating and coordinating an educational program in the garden for the municipality. Mm-hmm. API workshops and lectures for gardeners are performed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the target group is children, sometimes adults, sometimes families. groups of children from kindergartens and schools come to visit and learn about the differences between Common Garden and Meliferous Garden, because there is a difference. They learn about the importance of knowing that the pollinators are very the treasure on the garden, because of them we get to get food. Visitors learn about the organic way of gardening and find out how a healthy diet is related to a sustainable way of gardening. In this way, we are raising awareness of the protection of the environment and the importance of bees and other pollinators. We want them there. The main goals of the garden are a good example, of course. Awareness and education. Educational garden represents a teaching tool. Actually, you can see it behind me. It's a part of it. It's a part of it. The flowering, the one of the most important things on the educational Meliferous garden is that it has to offer food for through all the season.
I love this aspect that everything has a practice. So the learning is always coming through a practice, and yes, a garden, I mean, it's one of the best learning environments, I think.
It's also a nice and pleasant meeting point.
Yes, you can connect the pleasure in some way and learning too. Yes, absolutely. And so since you're really creative, I think, I do believe so. can you tell us if you have any hints how to enhance creativity or any practice?
Yes, I do. In our experience, the best practice for increasing creativity is, of course, number one, lateral thinking. And then the use of appropriate pedagogical forms of work. I swear most by exploration, experiment, and the greatest pearl of learning game, play. This is true for adults and for children.
So playing as a key tool.
Yes, as an active input in the process.
And yeah, please.
Yeah, it's the play and exploration. We sense it as a very free and open way of cooperation, and it therefore enhances our inner motivation. That is the key.
So exploration also and playing as a way to motivate us also.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this is interesting. Also because yes, for being creative in some way, you need to have a drive.
You need to let go the limits.
Yes.
Need to think out of the box.
Yes, yes, right, right, yes. And sometimes boxes are quite big, so you really need to jump.
Yes, boxes are useful too. They're not only limitation, but when it comes to creativity, we need to let them go. We need to think out of it, and in order to create something new or something that is leading to something new.
Yes. And have you ever seen people having difficulties with this aspect of leaving the box, let's say?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course, but only when we are I believe during the process it erases a bit. Yeah, the main goal is to sense the possibility, because then to open the open mind for importance of our goals, for importance of bees. So it happens.
Yes. I was thinking that when you really have something inside that drives you, if you feel any obstacles, let's say inner obstacles mostly, you can overcome them.
Yes. In our practice, if I mention API Kindergarten pedagogical program, I leave a lot of autonomy work for pedagogues, for educators in kindergarten. But whenever they contact me, like, Nina, how can we do that? I would just point out some steps and then they would know how to continue. Because their creativity is not my creativity. It's you have to just maybe to they need a little direction time to time, and then it's all on them, and they can do it.
Yes. So you're giving just some simple steps as a beginning.
Yes.
And then in some way they find their way.
Yes. Yes. And if they need me during that way, we just do it over again. I offer some steps and they again see where they're heading again.
Yes, this I find very true. Sometimes we need, I have seen also this, sometimes we need to be helped at the beginning because maybe we don't know how to activate in some way the process, our creative process, but then when it is activated in some way, it has its own energy. So it goes.
It's true.
Yeah. No, beautiful. Yes. Yes, beautiful. Perfect, I would say. So thank you, Nina, for this interview. And thank you to our listeners. And we'll meet soon for new episodes of the Perfume Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You listen to the Perfume Podcast. If you're interested in creativity coaching, scents, and aromatherapy, please check my website, fiordicamomilla.org.